Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, so happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is the 3rd of November, 2025. Yes. I mean, time is going fast. And if you walk into any store, Halloween stuff is out.
It's already gone.
But you will see Christmas stuff already being put up.
Yes, you will.
But as you would normally say, today
is... Well, since this is the day that the Lord has made, it is the best day ever.
The best day ever. The best day ever. So, listen, we have a lot to share with our listening audience today. God has been very good. He always has been. He always will be. Today will be the last of this format of the Dad Up Radio Show for the time being. We started on Friday, August 1st, 2025, and we have had a good long run of 90 days, 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 in the evening, and what a journey it has been. We have had amazing jokes. We'll have some in a minute. DGJs. We have had amazing guests. Yes. We have amazing co-hosts. I mean, last Friday, we have the entire crew in the house.
Yeah,
we had Bob, Bill, Mike, yourself, and it was good. It has always been good.
Oh, yeah.
But we are meant to be stewards of what God has given to us. That includes our time. Mm-hmm. That includes our resources. And what we aim to do is to maximize our resources for the biggest impact that we possibly can have. We started with a vision of empowering fathers and father figures to establish, that is, from the very moment mom came up to the dad or called him on the phone and said, guess what? We're going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. That very moment to empower fathers to establish a connection between himself and his child or children, if twins or triplets. There have been times when there's a break between mom and dad and sometimes, inevitably, between dad and child. Mm-hmm. We are empowering fathers to reestablish that connection. Mm-hmm. There are a few instances, and we need to have more, where the dad is already there, but we are empowering them to maintain and strengthen that connection between themselves and their children.
Because we can get so caught up in providing and working that we neglect time with our children.
Yes. We provide the presence without our presence.
Right.
And so we want to, again, be empowering our fathers to stay the course, be alert, and to be there for their children.
Yes.
But we have another part of our mission to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. Because if we don't, Brother Charles, what we will have is the same issues of father absence still being around 20 years from now because the boys who become fathers have not learned.
That's right. And we all know that we're a product of our environment, so we tend to imitate what we see.
Yes. So since our start, we have had three major things that are exciting and will be consuming over the next few weeks and months and years. We believe strongly, and you, I know you do too, that children should learn how to read.
Yes.
Reading maketh the man. Readers are leaders. There's so many good one-liners, but they are true. They're all true. And so in three schools, as a result of this program, there are three schools, one in Del Rey, one in Riviera Beach, one in Fort Pierce, that we will be operating in with Operation Daducation. This is a program where we have fathers and father figures reading to and or with children.
Yes.
And it will be a sort of win-win situation because, one, as the fathers connect with their children through reading, they are bonding.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, simultaneously, the children are learning how to read and loving reading. And that to me, man, is totally a win-win.
And when you said fathers are reading to children, it isn't always necessarily their children because we have father figures that will be reading to children who unfortunately don't have a father figure in their life.
Very much so. In fact, this morning we were meant to have two Johns, friends of the program. I call them John 1 and John 2. They were meant to be here today, but something happened, and they'll be here soon. But they're volunteering to be dad tours. So, again, that's one of the ways our listening audience can participate. We're asking for at least 1 hour per week, 1 hour per week to read to a child who does not have a father figure in their lives. And the cool thing, my brother, is that you don't even have to live locally.
Right.
So I want our Delray and not Delaware and our
Texas
friends to participate because with the wonderful advent of Facebook Live and Zoom and FaceTime, you can still help a child no matter where you are.
Yes.
If you're a snowbird, it doesn't matter. But we like to have local men on the ground who can also participate. And so I'm excited for that program. What that will mean, Brother Charles, is that we will be asking for men who are listening and moms, if you're listening and you can give our numbers to the biological father of your child or stepdad or uncle or somebody in your circle of friends to call us, what we will do, we will train them, we will background check them, and we will match them with the child who needs them most.
Amen.
And yes, we want to make sure that every dad tour is protected.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a crazy world.
Yes.
And so if you're reading to a child on Zoom or FaceTime or Facebook, one, it will be recorded. Two, mom of the child or some other person will be hanging around.
Yes.
We do not and we will not have a situation where questions are asked and doubts are raised. We will never have that.
Yes.
And that's for the safety of the dad tour as well as for the child.
And I'm sure that the books that will be read will be approved.
Yes.
Beforehand.
Well said. And so if we are, not if, when we are reading to and or with a child, the school, which is a wonderful partnership, will have already told us what the book will be. And so we read something that is in concert with where the school is going and what the school wants. And so it will be a win-win.
Yes.
So we are totally excited about that. And for that reason, man, we are going to change our focus for the time being. It does not mean we won't come back to this half-hour slot that we have when resources become available and sponsors become available. But my goodness, even if we didn't come back, I am so grateful for what I believe will be a trendsetter.
Yes. Yes.
Seriously.
Again, when we started this, we didn't know what type of impact it would have. But I always like to say that sometimes you never change the message, but sometimes you have to change the method.
Yeah. Yes. And so, thanks to all our sponsors, we have had individual sponsors, we have had anonymous sponsors, we have had corporate sponsors such as Nozzle Nolan and the Cold Stone Ice Cream there in Jensen and others. We thank you so very much. And we're looking forward to your continued support. In fact, what we're still asking is for your prayers. Mm-hmm. What we're doing here, man, is not some social experiment. This is a God thing.
Yes.
We ask that God will bless what has already happened. The seeds have been sown. We ask that he will bless the way that we move forward. And we ask that he will take care of the future. Who would have thought? I mean, we have been having conversation with this station for quite some time, and it got off the ground the 1st of August, and I am convinced that God is not done with this whole subject of fatherhood yet.
That's true. I believe God doesn't start something to just leave it unfinished.
No.
And I believe we are unfinished.
And here is what I personally feel confident about, Brother Charles. When I go to an agency to ask them to incorporate the father-child connection in what they do, or when I go to an individual to ask for funding and support, I don't go tongue in cheek. It's almost like it's the opposite of what happens if you're selling insurance or if you're selling vacuum cleaner. You go to somebody's door and you say, excuse me, would you mind trying? It's almost like, I know they have a vacuum cleaner already, and I know they probably have their insurance, and I'm just trying to convince them that what I have is the best. It isn't like that when we talk about fatherhood. It is something that transcends cultural, political, racial, whatever differences we may have. Yes. Nobody, well, most people will agree. Most people will agree. Fathers matter.
Yes. And even those that don't agree usually have some other ulterior motive.
Yes.
For not agreeing.
Yes.
But deep down, if they thought about it, no. And that's not taking away anything from mothers. We love our mothers.
Oh, my goodness, man.
We love our mothers.
Okay, all right, let's clarify that. We love our mothers, but we also love the mothers of our children.
Of these children, yes. Because we know that they are working hard.
We
know, but it makes it that much better. Maybe not necessarily easier, but we believe it makes it that much better when both parents, mother and father, are involved.
I do not mind having a debate with anybody who says dad isn't that important. Right. I've had meetings at schools, breakfast for dads, and I've had two moms showing up because they say, we're doing the job of a dad. Okay. I chose not to take debate to have a discussion at that moment, but I have a discussion with them off the side. Yes. Listen, a man is 100% better than a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rewind on that one, sir.
Yes.
A man is 100% better than a woman in being a father.
There you go.
And a woman is 100% better than a man in being a mother.
Yes.
So it isn't either or.
Yes.
It is both and.
That's true. My wife and I, we've been married for a little over 18 years, but when we started seeing each other, she had a daughter and a son. And I told her, I said, no, you leave your son to me because you can raise him to be a good human, but you cannot raise him to be a good man.
No. Because, and that's not taking away from who she is.
Correct.
No.
And I told her the same thing. I can't raise your daughter to be a good woman because I'm not a woman. So leave your son to me, and he's been raised to be a good man.
And that's how God intended it anyway.
Yes.
So whatever one's new age philosophy, I am not afraid to argue because, again, we're on solid ground. Fathers do matter.
Yes.
Now, there are those who might say, well, why have a program that is father-focused and father-friendly and just for dads? I would say right now we're playing catch-up.
Right.
And if you have two things that you want to be on the same level, but one is way down, you don't pour the same amount of resources in both.
Right.
Because that means they'll never catch up.
That's true.
They'll always be one on top.
That's true.
So when we have programs that are specifically for dads, that are only for dads, it isn't because we don't value moms.
Mm-hmm.
It is because we are saying dads and fatherhood programs have been so far behind
mm-hmm.
that you have to pour more into it
yes.
in order to catch up to where
yes.
and programs and services for moms are at. I cannot tell you how much it pained my heart, brother, when I had a family in West Palm Beach, mom, dad, children, married. But something happened that made them lose their home, and services were available for mom and child, and the dad had to sleep in the parking lot of the very same blessed agency that was serving mom because he couldn't sleep there. And I understand he couldn't, but why should it be that there aren't services for fathers?
Right.
Man,
right.
we're going to change that.
Yes,
under God,
yes,
we're
going
to change that.
For so long, men and dads didn't have the resources or didn't know where the resources were. And not that they were doing anything negative.
A lot of times they're not.
Just that they did not know. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
Try to provide the information, the encouragement, the direction, so that we can get these families back together.
So what you will notice and what you will hear, listening audience, over the next few days and weeks is that we will still be on the air, but our format will change and we will be in the communities. We will be on the ground. Let me tell you one of my dreams, and I pray God it will become a reality very soon, my brother, is that I believe in every county. Actually, I would say every city, but let's start with every county so far. There should be a space for dads. What I mean by that is that we would like to have a building that is specifically for dads. And that building will serve four purposes, at least. One, mediation. When there needs to be mediation between mom and dad about whatever issue, there is a space that is non-threatening, that is neutral, where they can meet for mediation. Number two, relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
We will have foosball, we will have table tennis, we will have fun stuff for dads and their children to come and have a safe, healthy, non-cursing, non-smoking, non-knife-throwing gun thing time.
Yes.
A place for relaxation.
And reading areas.
Oh, hey, just touched the other one. You're reading ahead, man. Education.
Yes.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
This is education for both the child and dad, but also for dad, learning how to get his license restored, learning how to have his credit restored, learning how to get his GED, learning whatever it is, education, but also learning for him and his child or children to be reading to each other. And the fourth one is visitation.
Yes.
We have the privilege, the Father-Child Connection, of being the one of the agencies used by DCF where we monitor visit. So let's say you need to visit your child, but you don't have the privilege at the moment to have him or her by yourself. There needs to be an independent person mm-hmm. served. This is not a guardian ad litem thing. This is somebody who's there to just monitor you having bonding time with your child. Mm-hmm. I have had it in the mall. I've had it in the park, McDonald's. Those places, they're not the best places. No. They're not cozy enough. They're not conducive for healthy relationship. We're hoping that we will have a space. As a matter of fact, we do have one building already. It needs a new roof. It needs some remodeling. And we're asking for your dollars. Abraham, listening audience, that the three things we ask for will continue to be needed. One, prayers.
Yes.
Two, your hours. Mm-hmm. Like the people that I'll be interviewing, we'll be talking to many of our dad tours, but John and Jan, we're going to be interviewing very soon because, again, we want to highlight the value of your hours mm-hmm. that can be used, will be used for reading to and reading with the children who don't have a father figures, but also your dollars, mm-hmm. your tax deductible dollars. You gave a good formula the other day. If each person gives $10 a month,
yes,
man,
yes,
that's coffee. One,
we still like the moniker of Dad Up 1000.
Yes,
get 1,000 people to support the show with $10 a month.
Yeah. Only that in this case, it won't be the show as we are doing now, but Boots on the Ground, the father-child connection, the space for dads. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. Let's do some jokes, man. All of this heavy stuff here is getting me excited. Let's do some jokes. Hold on. Let's just tell our wonderful audience. One of the things, one of our highlights is DGJ. You know what I look forward to doing when we have our space for dads facility is Dad's Got Talent. Yeah, seriously. I would like to see there's some talented dads out there, man. They can either do it with their children or by themselves.
Yes.
And then we'll run rival with AGT, America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, let's stick to DGJ at the moment.
Well, this one was given to me, and you'll know who it was that had given it to me.
All right.
What did God say after he created Adam?
What did God say when he created Adam? I could do better and created woman.
Exactly.
Really?
That's it. So you can imagine who gave that to me.
I hope it's not my favorite sister there. I hope.
No, it wasn't her.
Okay.
It wasn't her. But God said, I can do better. So he created woman.
Okay.
So you can imagine I got that from a woman.
Yes.
We're equal opportunity here.
Yeah.
So.
All right. All right. So, as you know, we're coming to the end of the year. And as far back as June or August, calendars have started to come out. Like, I have one here that says 25, 26. Mm. I prefer the one that is just 26 or 27 because what happens, you run out in the middle of the year and you can't plan ahead. You know, if you start in 25, it's about August, September, right up to...
Right.
But anyhow, so I had a job at a calendar factory.
Okay.
But I got fired, man.
You got fired?
Because I took a few days off.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, did you miss that joke, man?
I didn't miss it. I'm just processing it, yes.
Oh, Lordy. All right. So this could be our last DJ for a long time,
I hope. Because it was so bad, but, yeah.
Oh, gee. Because if you're making calendars, you need to have all the days, man.
You
can't take a few days off. All right. Listen, I am grateful to God for this time that we have spent together with the other crew members who were all in on Friday, but certainly with you. And our format going forward will be different, but it will be just as impactful, I hope. Last week, Friday, got several calls and texts from individuals saying, we're doing a great job and all that. There was a part of me that said, where were you all this time? You took too long. But listen, we're grateful for every feedback that we have received and every support that we have had. We continue to crave your prayers, your hours, your dollars, because this mission that we are on cannot stop. It might change methods, it might change format, but the fatherhood programs and the fatherhood work is it's vital.
Yes. And it's vital. You can also say it's a ministry.
Of course it is.
It is a ministry.
It is a God-given ministry. Yeah.
You may not look at it that way.
Yeah.
It is a ministry.
As someone who has been in this field for quite some time, let me tell you one of the things that make fatherhood programs come and go like snow in the summer sun. Let's say, for example, somebody has a great idea of starting a fatherhood program, and they go to a funding agency, be it CSC or United Way, what have you. Very often they will get a small amount to start. I know programs, for example, in the Glades and Pahokee that have gotten $50,000 from some of these agencies. Okay, the $50,000 is not small change, but it isn't enough to sustain it. And so they might do something wonderful for a few months, leading up or leading from Father's Day, but like July 4th, the flare and all that, they die down. Because in order for fatherhood program to be impactful, it has to be sustainable and it has to go on. Look at all the motherhood programs that we have around healthy mothers, healthy babies, centers for women, and they are doing great work.
Yes, because
they are sustainable and they're sustained and they're supported in the long term. And so one could say, well, this program for fathers wasn't needed because it died. It died because in almost all of the circumstances, the person or persons who started it, they get tired, they get discouraged, or this funding stopped, and so it dies. And so within the fatherhood program, I've been trying to be a collaborator. We have got to work together in order to make a change, which is why we're grateful to people like Sherman, who got his church involved, grateful for the staff at the school, grateful for people who are volunteering to become dad tours, grateful for this station. Again, we will continue to plow away.
Yes. And as with all things, we need everyone to be involved with.
Yes.
We can't just say it's just men or fathers.
No.
We need everyone.
Everyone, including our moms.
Yes.
Including our moms.
Yes.
So, starting this week, our format will change. This is like officially the last half hour slot that we will have. We want to thank all of you for your support, for your prayers, for your dollars, for your hours. And we look forward, by the grace of God, to continue serving fathers. And what we say?
We will continue to say,
Dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.